So Prahlad Maharaj here, very pure teachings, he is talking to his classmates. Yeah, and what is he talking about? Here, actually this story is being told by Narada Muni. Narada Muni mentions to Yudhishthir Maharaj that Prahlad Maharaj is a supremely learned person. So we know Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahajan. And he got this knowledge when he was in the womb of his mother. Yeah? Kayadu. When she was kidnapped by Lord Indra, Narada Muni saved her. And then, you know, he engaged her in his service. And while he was speaking, Prahlad Maharaj was hearing it in the womb. And he also mentions, Narada Muni, to Indra, that this in her womb is a great devotee. Therefore, do not harm her. Like that. And Narada Muni blesses Prahlad Maharaj that he may carry this transcendental knowledge. So, therefore, you know, he is a truly supremely learned person. And he is addressing his friends in the class. Yeah? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yare dekhe tare ka Krishna upadesh. So, he is doing that. Yeah? Even before the Lord appeared. But, of course, the Lord is, he is always there, always existing. Yeah? So, Krishna also mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, Ya idam paramam guhyam. Yeah? Mad bhaktveshva abhidashyati. Yeah? One who explains this supreme secret of bhakti, yoga, to all my devotees. Devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end of his life, he comes back home, back to me. So, Prahlad Maharaj is following this teaching like that. So, he is addressing his class friends because they are the ones that he comes in touch with all the time, like that. And then he is doing it in a very sweet language. Smiling, he began to teach them. Yeah? So he is, and then there's another adjective to describe as being very kind to them. He instructed them as follows. So he's using sweet language. He's kind. Yeah? He's smiling. Why? Because it is very difficult to teach to the ordinary people. Why is it difficult to teach? Because Krishna, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that prayena alpayusha kalav asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadrata. So this is the description, our description, how we are. That in this age of Kali, men have but short lives. Yeah, and they are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always mentally disturbed. So when I sit alone, I can find all this within me. And we can see that generally this goes on. And so it is very difficult to take to spiritual life. And I remember the first devotees that I met, they were something like this, who were kind, smiling, they're using sweet language. I didn't even know that I was being, you know, what I was going through. It was so nice. Before I knew, I was thinking, no, there's substance in what they're saying. So, you know, it's like that we need this rope of kindness, mercy, otherwise we won't listen. Because in that state, we are usually quarrelsome, lazy, puffed up. We think we know what we are doing, like that. And Prahlad Maharaj himself, he speaks earlier, Matirna Krishne Parasot Svatova. Yeah? Mito Bipadyeta Graha Vartanam. Adanta Gobhi Vishatam Tamisram. Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. So he says that because of uncontrolled senses, material life, we can't have controlled senses at all. Material life means we have to be under bodily consciousness. You know, we have to be. We spend time with people who are bodily conscious. So we also absorb that energy. So therefore, this material consciousness, we may be, yes, to a certain extent taking up to spiritual life. But still, this consciousness affects us. And so, mitho bipadeta grahavratanam. So, because of uncontrolled senses, he says, we are very attached to materialistic life. Yeah? Grahavatanam. Adam to gobi mishadam taroza. Punas punas taroza. And this leads to making progress towards hellish conditions of life. Hellish conditions of life. You're saying, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, yet why is my life not changing? But it is all about changing the heart. If the consciousness is not changed, then things around us won't change. We might be chanting. Rupa Goswami explains that by chanting, you can, you know, nullify the aprarabdha and prarabdha karma. But the bij, the seed of, you know, sense gratification and sinful life, that won't go away. That will only be taken away by Krishna. And Krishna will only be pleased when we take up to the process in a mood of tranadapi sunichena taro rivasa ishnuna amanina manadena kirtanayat sadhari. Humble like a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. These qualities are necessary. If you are puffed up, then why should Krishna, you know, interfere? He's saying, you think you can do on your own. So get on with it. Like that. So we are alone when we are puffed. But when we are meek and humble, then we take to the process, then Krishna's help comes. Because in puffed up state of mind, Sukhdeva Goswami explains, yasyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. Yeah, we are thinking that we are just this body which is made up of kapha, pitta, vayu. Prabhupada explains. Bile, air, yeah, and mucus. We are nothing but that. Swadik kalatra dishu bhama ijyadi. This is my wife, these are my children, this is my household life, and I must get everything for their enjoyment and my enjoyment. Yeah? Yattirtha buddhi shalilene karechit. Yeah? And then, that the place I was born in, oh, that is a place worshipable. That is like a pilgrimage. And then when I go on to pilgrimage, all I do is take a bath there, thinking these few drops of water on my head, that will, you know, relieve me from everything. So that I can go back and do the same thing, getting more, amassing more things. Religion, using religion for economic development and sense gratification. Yeah? And then Shalinega, so ever go khara. So the Shastras explains that this person is no better than an ass. Like that. So we have seen that Prabhupada used to also say that a lot of, mainly Indians, this mostly is the disease of Indians, they want to touch the feet of Prabhupada. Because by somehow they want to take some, this thing from the sadhu, steal bhakti. Like Lord Brahma wanted to steal the cows and boys from Krishna. There was bhakti ras going on, sakya ras. He wanted to steal because he couldn't stand it. I can't stand it. I am the controller of this universe. This little boy is enjoying, you know, way, way too far. It's disturbing me. Let me at least take those children so that I can stop this bhakti ras. But bhakti can't be stolen. We have to pay the price. We have to pay the price. So that requires transformation of heart. And that is what Prahlad Maharaj is saying here. And that is what Prabhupada is also emphasizing. So for that, we need training. ISKCON is all about education and training. Waking up early in the morning for Mangalarti is all about training. Why? We are not used to it. Normally we are used to sleeping late, waking up late. And we can't, overnight we can't make the change. We may make the change, but it won't last long. But when there is changing, there is training to change the conditionings of lifetimes, previous lifetimes, then, you know, the process, we can get some of it. Yeah? Then automatically, even at home, we tend to wake up early, generally early. May not be like the brahmacharis in the ashram at 3 o'clock or 3:30. But generally early to practice it like that. So it's all about training, and why training is required, we established that. Because manda sumanda matayo, we don't know. And Krishna explains, Icha dvesha samutvena dvanda mohena bharata. Yeah? That we are born into delusion, bewildered by the feelings of desire and hatred which arise. All of us. Otherwise, the spirit soul will never take birth in the material world. Material body means criminal. Prabhupada said that, you know, a criminal might be, you know, in the prison, he's speaking great words, yes, but he is a criminal. Like that, material body in the material world means criminal. So it has to be got rid of. And the only way is, why is he put in prison? Training. So that you are not learning nicely, the state is, you know, it has given you the laws are being given to you, but you can't learn under those conditions. So let us change the conditions slightly. So similarly, the material energy here is working, yeah, very difficult, making our lives difficult, yeah, so that we can learn, yeah. So training is for this purpose, and how to train? Then Prahlad Maharaj is using very sweet language, yeah, because it is a change of consciousness, so it takes time. And people, when the minds are disturbed, they usually don't want to take up to these things. So like that. And we can see in the Krishna consciousness movement, you know, we have, you know, like today it is so dangerous. We are relying on outside professionals to come us and teach what is to be done. And we give them positions of power. So dangerous. Prabhupada said, this Krishna consciousness movement is to train brahmanas. The brahmanas, what is their job? Their job is to see that activity is carried on by the kshatriyas, vaishyas and shudras according to religious principles. According to religious principles, why? The goal of which is to please Krishna. Yeah? Atha pumbir dvija sreshta varnashram vibhagasya. Yeah? Swanustitsa dharmasya sam siddhir haritoshanam. So occupational duties are meant, and everyone have to carry on occupational duty. Why? Because the perfection of life will only come sam siddhir haritoshanam. It will come. Unless Lord Hari is pleased, nothing will work. So what are these professionals doing outside? During the day, they are working for economic sense gratification. They're working for companies who have shareholders. These shareholders, mostly the city institutions, yeah, they're sitting on the heads of the management, double the profit, or at least increase it by 20%. So there's exploitation. Everyone is being exploited. So they're working for these companies. And you have to come under that consciousness. And then suddenly they come to the temple and we give them positions and this thing and authority and leadership. How can we do that? That's wrong. They have to work under a brahmana. Of course, they know what goes on outside. So they have the economic sense. But unless that efficiency of economic sense is guided by samsiddhir haritoshanam, it is always a waste of time. Yeah? Na utpade ratim yadi shrama eva hi kevalam. Dharma swanistita pumsa vikshvaksena kathasuya. Na utpade ratim yadi shrama eva hi kevalam. Not that I am working in the temple, so all activities are spiritual. No, they can be turned into material if the wrong people are heading it and if the wrong people are driving it. If that doesn't give, and we have seen lots of new people come and they say, oh, these devotees are behaving the same way as outside people. What is the difference? I better go there because at least I get more money there. Because they see the same thing here. So a brahmana is needed that, okay, you know how the economics works, but the brahmana is there to teach you how to please Lord Hari. It should be there. And to come practically to, when we prepare prasad for the congregation, use yesterday's prasad. Mix it today, somehow use it. No, but Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, food after 3 hours, mode of passion, and then kept later, mode of ignorance. What are we feeding these people? Oil, use the same oil. Use the same oil again and again, recycle it. What is the need? If we are really dependent on Krishna, Krishna will provide. There are so many donations coming. We have to do the right thing and then depend on Krishna. We can't do these things. And this mentality of allowing people to work in this consciousness is dangerous. That is what Prahlad Maharaj is saying about. Because changing the consciousness takes time, even lifetimes. So we can't say, oh, certain devotees chanting since 20 years, so they are okay. No, we have to see, are they following those principles properly? In prasadam distribution, is everything made on time? Not using, contaminated substances that were, old, this and that. What to speak of others? Those who have given their lives to Krishna consciousness, you are poisoning them. So this is a small example, but it can be carried on in every sphere of temple life. So how careful we have to be. Yeah? Every sphere of temple life. Because someone comes up from outside, he's a professional. He's puffed up because of his knowledge and that. And you can't help it because he's working in such an environment. He has to be told, no, you work under the brahmana. And the brahmana is there not to enjoy as well. In the olden days, the brahmanas, they used to live by begging. Chanakya Pandit lived outside. He made Chandragupta Maurya the king. It was the golden age. People used to dress in silk, bathe in milk, eat in golden plates. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki jai. Shri Shri Sita ji, Ram ji, Lakshman ji, Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, if we follow Krishna conscious principles, then we can get Ram Rajya. We can get, Yudhishthir Rajya. Even when he was there, it is explained how the cows used to be full of milk bags because, they used to bathe the pasturing grounds with milk. There won't be shortage of anything. Yeah, we have seen Prithu Maharaj because he ruled like that. The earth yielded everything. But otherwise, doing these things, we might save money, but we are creating chaos. Because problems will come from sources that we can't imagine. And brahmanas have to be created to ensure that this happens. Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, they can't be given freedom like that. They have to work under brahmanas. And those brahmanas have to be independent. They can't live begging on the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Shudras. Then they are compromising their integrity. It will be compromised. Of course, this is the ideal situation. But the more we come, aim for the ideal situation, we'll come somewhere near it. Because the way the yugas have been set, things will deteriorate if we don't look after it. And therefore, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer, he takes the charge of maintenance. Maintaining anything is difficult. We can see how Satyug was the best. Treta Yug, a little bit contamination. Dwapar Yug, more than that, Krishna had to come to kill the demons. And then Kali Yug, full ocean of faults. Kalau Dosha Nidhe Raja. Full of faults. There is no. So here, we have to be extra careful in every sphere of life. So Prahlad Maharaj is talking about that. And then, how we can follow, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he teaches us how to follow. What does he say to Prakashananda Saraswati? Prabhu kohe suna Sripad, ihara karan, guru more murkha dekhi, karila shashan. My spiritual master thought me to be a fool. Why is he saying that? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as a devotee. He says, we have to accept that platform, that I am a fool, I don't know anything. And I have to know every day. And then, you know, we can learn from scriptures. We can learn from devotees around us. We can take authorities. We can say, let me find a Brahmana who has got the integrity, who is pure, who can give me, you know, pure Krishna conscious principles, and then take from him that and try to imbibe. Because the goal of life is Lord Hari is pleased, then everything will be okay. But if he is not pleased, we may have money, name, fame, economy, resources, sense gratification, but, you know, there will be several problems to deal with. So, Guru Murkha Deti Karila Sashan gave me instructions. What was that instruction? Murkha Tumi. Tomar nahi Vedanta Adhikar. You are a fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta. Therefore, again, we need those who study, lead a pure life, who live by example. Acharya. Prabhupada is called Acharya. We speak of the Acharya in a Vaishnava Sampradaya, because unless they live that, then we won't be inspired to take the instructions like that. So, Murkha tume tomar nahi Vedanta adhikar, Krishna jap sada, e sarva mantra sar. So always chant the name of Krishna. That will purify you from lust, anger, illusion, pride, everything. Because even there can be devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service in the mode of passion, and devotional service in the mode of goodness. We think, no, everything is good. They are engaged in devotion. No, these are there. You know, Prabhupada said, don't make a secular society. They want to make, materialist people want a secular society. Yes, God is okay. You know, there is God. Everyone follow this thing. But keep him aside while you are working. And we have all been taught, even at home. You know, where I am praying, while, you know, praying, we are crying, this thing, we are offering everything. But then, slowly, keep God in the closet, go outside, do whatever you want. No, the original culture was, the family lived in a way of life that the children learned. That was their training. They saw the example of their father, of their mother, and they lived accordingly. And of course, they become men of character. There's no doubt about that. Economics without character is simply creating havoc. We can see what's happening in the world today. The bankers who are supposed to be looking after our money are losing money. Doctors who are supposed to be looking after us are pumping our bodies with chemicals which are serious side effects. Because they are in it for money. They are not in it for, you know, welfare of the people at all. What to speak of pleasing Lord Hari? So that is what it's all about. That is what Prahlad Maharaj is aiming at. Until we come to that, then Krishna consciousness, the real bliss of Krishna consciousness won't be available. Day after day. Then one day we will leave. If we are not taking full advantage of Krishna consciousness, we'll think, oh, this guy is doing that, this guy is doing that. Then people will, that will bother us. If people around us are not following, it will bother us. But if we know that what Prabhupada has given is greatest thing, if I just follow it, even if no one is following, I know I will be looked after. If we have that faith, spiritual life, bhakti yoga is all about faith. Moving up from, you know, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, you know, nishtha, ruchi, bhava and prema, it's all about faith. How much faith we have in the process. And to get faith, we have to work every day. And when difficult time comes, that is a test of faith. How much I am taking shelter of the process that Prabhupada has given me through my guru, through the guru parampara. And I am following it despite, you know, so many impediments. Then that bliss will come, which will tell me, no, this is the right path. I don't have to blame this person, that person. Let me blame my own mind somehow. Of course, I'm not on that platform yet. Like you, I'm struggling very hard. And I'm nowhere, you know, even on the basics. So I beg for your blessings also, that I may also follow what I'm speaking because I'm not following what I'm speaking. I'm just quoting the scriptures because, you know, Prabhupada said, you speak what the Acharya has spoken. Mahajano yena gatha sapanta. Mahajan, you know, they preach, you also preach, and somehow thereby you and others will benefit like that. So I'll stop there and I'll ask if there are any questions, comments.